If ethanol consumption is known to be toxic, why have humans consumed it throughout history? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Kerrigan, professor of biology at Santa Fe College, discusses this paradox.
Consumption of ethanol, or alcohol in common parlance, is nearly universal across human cultures and throughout human history, even though its toxic potential is widely known. But why? Some researchers suspect the modern human tendency to consume ethanol could stem from our distant evolutionary history. In much the same way we are wired to enjoy sugar, salt, and fat, perhaps our genes adapted millions of years ago to promote ethanol consumption when this may have provided an important dietary benefit, presumably because ethanol was present in fermenting fruit. Others argued that the amount of ethanol is insignificant in naturally fermenting fruit and became significant only 10,000 years ago when humans learned how to intentionally manipulate fermentation. Determining when humans began consuming ethanol would help us understand why some who consume ethanol become addicted, while others can consume healthy amounts throughout their life. But how does one go back in time to determine this? We used an approach called paleogenetics. First, we sequenced the DNA that encodes ethanol-metabolizing enzymes from a wide variety of modern primates, from chimpanzees and gorillas to monkeys and lemurs. We then used this DNA to predict the genes in our distant ancestors over the past 60 million years. Finally, we recreated in the lab these prehistoric enzymes and tested how effectively each enzyme could metabolize ethanol. The results were very clear. The ancestor of humans and our close relatives, the chimpanzee and gorilla, acquired a mutation about 10 million years ago that enabled them to metabolize ethanol much more efficiently than previous ancestors. This coincided with a major global climate change that caused the African forest to shrink and suggests our ancestors adapted to ethanol and fruit to cope with a dwindling food supply. This does not mean our genomes are adapted to the much higher levels of ethanol found in modern alcoholic beverages. And so much like with sugar, salt, and fat, we are now at risk of overconsuming something that was once scarce but important.
That was Matthew Kerrigan of Santa Fe College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
One shot, one beer, and a kiss before.